Good morning. Well, I'm happy to see the sun shining up there.
You still sound a little froggy. Are you okay?
Well, yes. I finally give up. I'm going to the clinic today. I give up. I hate going to the doctor, but this time I think maybe I'm going to have some help because I am tired of this.
You've gone through your the old wives' tales, none of them working, so now it's time for some real medicine, huh?
Right. Think I'll go to the real man, find out what's going on.
You can only cut up so many onions. You can only stand on your head and count to 52 so many times. At some point, you have to give in. Well, we're glad you're feeling better. We knew, or at least I knew on social media, I saw that you missed last Saturday's Van Buren Township meeting out at the fairgrounds, but I know you received a bunch of feedback about it.
I sure did. As a packed house. I did them a great favor by staying away. I thought there's no point in infecting
Don't poison anyone. Everybody.
Really? Thank you, Marty.
I'll tell you, they had such a turnout. I was talking to Rita Bauer, their township trustee, and they had to wait for the beginning because there were cars lined up waiting to get into the fairgrounds to come to the meeting. I mean, that's just how crowded it really was.
Well, then we also read that it ended at 4 o'clock. It had to because that was their rental time, but the business, quote unquote, didn't get done, right?
Right. I mean, I think there were people who had a lot of questions and concerns, and they wanted some answers. And really, it's frustrating for them because they just don't think there's a lot that they think a difference that they can make. And I think the biggest difference is if the city council members who have to make this decision, it's not the mayor, as one of the city council members made it clear at that meeting, this was the mayor's proposal, wasn't the council's. I think that's approximately what she said. If you can get a majority of them to say, okay, we're not going to do such a big annexation all at one time, we're going to take it smaller and give people a chance to try to figure out what's going on. Now, here's what I'm wondering. If in order for them to get their 57% that's already signed off a waiver in Area 1, which is that huge amount that they're talking about on the southwest side, if they only take part of it, is that the part that has the biggest amount of signed-off waivers, and would the city still have the 57% they needed in what was left? I haven't done that homework. I don't know whether anyone else has. But if that means they would lose their 50% in the amount that was left, then it would make no sense to them, to the administration, to only take a part of it. Now, I'm just wondering if that's the reason, because why else wouldn't they have just done in bits and pieces rather than take such a huge amount all at one time?
Well, I think you're probably answering your own question there, because the way they're doing this is they're getting places that are already signed up on water or have waived that. And again, they're going to hit these numbers. I don't think they're just doing this blindly, are they?
Well, no. I think someone has really had in there and done all of the homework to make sure they had the percentages they needed. Now, one thing that I found very interesting was that a meeting on the 22nd that the county commissioners had their work session, which we now have someone going in there and taking minutes of the meetings, because they're not televised. I wish they would televise them so we could see what's going on. But when I was reading the minutes of the meeting, which I then, didn't have until like March 1st, the meeting was 22nd, and I'm thinking it was about March 1st. And when I read that, I saw that the recorder had told the county commissioners that he had had a large batch of these waivers show up from the city in the recorder's office, unusual amount that came in for February. So I proceeded to call him to say, have you looked at the dates? What dates were they signed? And he said, well, you really hadn't, because remember, the recorder, they don't study these things that come in. If they're presented properly with the right documentation to be filed, they just record them. that's their job. So he looked at those dates, and one of the dates was 1997. And the other one, there was one that
was
like 2001. Some of this, at least one, was in that Fieldstone neighborhood. Now, here's why it would be important. If someone signed something off as a waiver that said, this property cannot remonstrate against the city annexation, and they signed that in 1997 and it wasn't recorded, and if there was no other correction made about that, and it was just now being recorded, one might assume, that at least suspect, that that property might have turned over hands from 1997 to now. And if it hasn't been recorded, then that waiver is not valid.
You can't retroactively go back just because it's dated?
Right. No, you certainly cannot. It's good. And they went ahead and recorded it, so it'll be recorded as of the date it was turned in, but it will not be recorded. They can't change the date it was signed. So any property that turnover since then, it doesn't have a valid waiver unless somebody else did some kind of correction that nobody knows about from 20 years ago, and it's sitting there. So my concern was, well, are they? What's the point in recording them unless they have already been put on the waiver list? And I am told, I had somebody go check some of these things out and get back with me. I'm told that they were not put on the waiver list, but they are going to be. So they may be on there by now. So it will be, and it would just be up to every property owner to really do the research, I would think, to say, whoever signed that off, it's they didn't have authority to go ahead and give away my property rights if no one told me about it, if it wasn't recorded. So it's all kind of a legal mumbo jumbo. It's where was the setting at the city all these years, and one would hope that just whatever it is, it was just some kind of mix up. It's going to be fixed easily enough, but it really tarnishes the whole system of trying to trust the information you've been given. And if they felt really so strongly that they had their 57% that they needed, then why would they
start turning in all those?
Rush all of a sudden to do this. And the amount seemed unusual because it was like, while 40-some doesn't sound like so many, or no, 50-some. The report says there's 57 documents that were recorded in February 2017 that were waivers. But since 2010, there have only been 145.
So that was actually quite a few. 57
out of 145 is a pretty large percentage. However, you might have one, and I don't know this because I've not been able to go in and look to check it out, and I've asked our county council attorney to go check this out. Are these, I would think it might be possible that somebody might go in and sign a waiver off, and it might be for an entire subdivision. So are any of these 57 for an entire subdivision?
Well, that is a really good point, Marty, because I had a friend of mine who lives in one of these neighborhoods that the whole subdivision was signed off on, and she says that when she signed her paperwork, she does not recall any paperwork saying that she had signed a waiver like this.
It would be on the title work. And, you know, I've been to a lot of closings. People sit there and they have to accept the deed and so forth. But they don't really sit there and study their title insurance. They really don't. And believe me, this is a situation where you really should. Because maybe there are a lot of people think, you should have known this. Now, I've not sold any property there in that particular neighborhood that I'm just now discussed, that I recall over the last 20 years. but one would think that they would have, someone would have mentioned it to them, but I don't know. And I just think that this just puts a cloud of mistrust on the process. I do know that the county commissioner, Pat Stouffer, said at the Van Buren meeting, I was told by Rita Barrow, that Commissioner Stouffer is encouraging everyone to sign the remonstrance, whether or not the document from the city said they had a waiver. Now, what, you know, whatever that means. I just think that there are those who think you just go ahead and sign the remonstrance, and then the city would have to prove
that house has that a waiver.
The waiver was legitimate. But you know what? That's really, when push comes to shove, who has the legal responsibility to prove a waiver is valid or not valid? And I haven't heard the answer to that question. So, and for the listeners to understand, if it looks like as if your rights to remonstrate have been waived, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about waivers. So anyway, that having been discussed, I did want to move forward to talk about the fire districts and fire territories just a bit. You know, we had said that one of the things that, of course, is the citizens concerned about their 40-some percent increase in taxes, in some cases perhaps more. And so they're concerned about that. But in addition to which, the people who are not being annexed, too many of them are not understanding that this is going to affect them, because they think, well, they missed it. No, they didn't get annexed, so they're just, you know, it's not going to hit them this time. Well, yes, it is, because here's what's going to happen. Since the city is coming out to take in all the fire money for fire protection, but you still have all these areas that don't have fire protection, beyond what is being presented now and being paid for right now. So these fire districts and fire departments are having to rush out and scramble to try to figure out how are they going to get the dollars put together, who are they going to join with to be able to provide the services to all the people out there in the hinterlands who are not annexed but still need fire protection. So what we see right now is that it appears, and it makes logical sense here, that Perry Clear Creek Fire Department would be working closely with the Indian Creek Fire Department to try to put some assessed values together to see whether or not there would be a possibility to join together for fire protection. There might be others that want to join them as well. And then the other side of the county with Van Buren and Richland, and I don't know whether Bean Blossom would consider this or not, but one would think that what was left of Van Buren is still to be covered for fire protection would be working with Richland Township and Ellisville Fire Department. And then, you know, I don't know where Bean Blossom's going to land on this, whether or not they're going to say, I want to be a part of that, or part of Northern, or maybe no place.
What's going to be those determining factors, Marty?
Well, they'll all have to decide. They're meeting constantly, trying to determine what's the best way that we can give the best fire protection to our citizens with the dollars that we've got left over. And then it's going to be, what will the citizens do? I mean, this is going to be a new tax that's going to be put on everybody. It will have to be.
So that's in addition to the public safety tax? That's where I get confused.
Oh, yeah. It will be, because most of the public safety tax is going to the city of Bloomington. And this...
And you we all voted for this. Because
I know. I'm sorry. Just go ahead and smack
no,
me
no,
around.
No, it's terrible, Marty, because in my opinion, you were fed a bill of goods and you voted on something that you did not know how this was all going to transpire. I don't even blame you on this. I don't like the whole thing. I didn't like from the very beginning. But this, and I certainly do not blame your perspective on this and your intentions when you voted on this.
I mean, I've always thought that the most important thing for your family is protection, fire and police protection, because you can have all the other things, all the niceties in the world, but if you don't feel safe in your home, then what is it? So, yes, I think you've got to have police and fire protection, public safety protection. You've got to have a job or what you want, can't even stay here, or some method of earning a living. And you have to have, above all, you have to have safe water and so forth. So all of these services are important. But we were allowing, I think, in this county throughout, the importance of public safety to take a back seat. So it was, I felt imperative to step up to the plate and say, we need to provide public safety. But during the time when we were doing that and everybody was voting on that, including the people on the city council, they weren't aware of it either. I don't believe they were. I want to believe they were not aware. The whole time, whoever had put this together knew this was going to happen, and that's why I don't trust the whole system. I'd like to. I really hate it when your trust is gone, and it'll be a long time before it comes back, and so that we can all work together in harmony and trust one another. But in the meantime, regardless of how it all came back down, we still have to provide fire protection for everybody who's not being annexed. So all of fire departments are trying to figure out, who do we join with? How do we come together? How do we make sure we keep the fire departments running and keep the fire trucks going and provide fire protection? And so that's what you know, everybody, I am so proud of all those fire departments and the township trustees stepping up to the plate and saying, I cannot hide my head in the sand. This sure looks like it's going to happen. I've got to be prepared. So I just want to make sure that whatever happens, that people know that those folks out there trying to come to your house if you are in need to provide public safety, they're doing everything they can to be ready.
Well, yeah, they're going to do it. It's just who's going to pay for it. That's the question.
Right.
Not about them showing up. It's about who's going to pay for them showing up. That's the
right.
That's
because
the angle.
They can't keep that fire department going without money to operate. They really cannot. So this is just it's another part of it, and I regret that this is all happening the way it is.
Marty.
It's another beautiful spring day here.
It is.
And we're going to have winter again before we know it.
Just one week.
Can we just finish this up real quick? Is there some place people can go and find out what the process for remonstrance of this annexation is?
Right. Well, I believe it's on the city's website.
It is, bloomington.in.gov/annex.
Annex. However, I want to make sure everybody understands that any document you sign now that says you want to remonstrate, that may just be the beginning to let people know you're interested, but it's not official until after the city council has voted. That vote is anticipated to happen sometime in June. So after that vote is taken, then the remonstrance process can begin as far as legally signing off a document saying that you want to remonstrate against it.
Thank you
so
for clarifying that.
If you find something now, remember, go back and get something else signed after the vote.
Thank you for clarifying that. That is really important.
And you'll help remind us as we move along. Remember, more meetings coming up, 20th through the 25th. Six in a row.
And remember, those meetings are not, it's not like a meeting where everybody's going together and the city council's going to be all there to answer all your questions. And everything. It's going to be set up in all these different areas with different maps. and then you can kind of go and enter in some questions and so forth. But it is not going to be a back and forth, as I understand it, for what's being presented. That's not the way it's going to be.
If there are any other meetings, though, please have the folks pass it on to us, and we'll pass them along to the listeners, seeing that the turnout, what they got last Saturday at the Monroe County Conventions, or the Monroe County Convention, Monroe County Fairgrounds.
Right.
Sorry.
And I will just say that I do believe
they'll have another
that
one?
There were so many people there who were so passionate and so concerned that has to hit the heart of some of those city council people. And they have got to be hearing the anguish out there. And that seems to me will be the only way to get this thing turned around.
Have you heard of another meeting being scheduled since that one didn't really get to all the things it needed to get to?
Well, I did talk with Rita several times. And I know that she's very concerned and wants to participate in other meetings if anybody wants to have another one. And if they don't, I don't know whether she'll find another one or not. But, you know, we're running up against spring break where people will be gone.
Sure. That's why I thought it would be after, if any time, again.
Right. But
they'll go through those six city meetings and see what comes out of that. Then maybe it happens. Just keep us on the update if that's all we ask.
I sure will. I just don't want people to believe that there is no hope whatsoever. Because I do believe that when you have that many city council people, many of which that really care about people, that they're going to hear the concern. I really hope that that's going to be the case. Am I a Pollyanna?
I think you might be. You're assuming that they are their hearts.
Then they're going to have some new constituents, won't they? If this all goes through, so that'll be interesting as well.
Right, people. And remember, this is not just going to raise the taxes of people newly annexed. It's very well going to raise the taxes of people sitting there in the city already.
That's very
because
likely.
Because the numbers they're presenting does not include that great big debt that they're going to put on there.
Marty, great job as always. We don't mean to cut you short, but we've got a hustle here to get the last half hour in. We will speak hopefully with you next Wednesday. You're not on spring break. You will be here?
Right. Are you folks going to be there?
Oh, I'll be here. Absolutely.
No, son. If you've already done your son.
That's right. I get my 2 weeks a year, then I get 50 straight with you guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.